Welcome to installment 83 of Sefer Mitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion is positive commandment number 217, the commandment of Chalitza, which is the ceremony to sever the connection between a man and his childless sister-in-law. The commandment of Chalitza is tied in with yesterday's commandment of Yibum. Since it's difficult to translate this commandment exactly, we will describe the situation which is discussed in the Chumash, involving a childless brother-in-law. By way of example, let's say Reuven was married to his wife Leah, and Reuven had no children after his marriage to Leah, and eventually Reuven passed away, leaving no survivors after him. In such a case, Leah is called a Yavama, she is Zokok Liyibum. Since Reuven has not had any children, she is automatically connected, she is automatically bound and obligated to Reuven's brother, Shimon, or another brother, if there are other ones involved. And therefore, Shimon has the commandment of Yibum, of actually marrying Leah, regardless of whether Shimon himself has children. Since his brother Reuven died without children, he has an obligation and a responsibility towards Reuven's widow, Leah. The commandment to marry her is called Yibum in the Chumash, and this was yesterday's commandment. Let's say he should not want to marry her, for whatever reason. In such a case, a special procedure is indicated in the Torah that he should go and give her chalitza. The reason for this chalitza is that since she, in this case Leah, is connected to Shimon and is in a way considered to be, at least to a certain extent, his wife, they must go and sever their relationship. Just as in a case where there is a complete marriage between a husband and a wife, and the marriage must be severed by the process of divorce, as we discussed earlier, in this case, a divorce will not help, since their marriage is not a traditional standard marriage. Their connection is only by way of the common factor of Reuven. Nevertheless, Leah is forbidden to remarry until she severs her relationship to Shimon. And this relationship is severed, tells us the Chumash, through the process of chalitza. There is a get chalitza, in other words, a document, which is called a get, a writ of divorce, which is issued at the time of chalitza. However, this document is not really part of the procedure. This document is only by way of proof for the yavama, or in this case the chalutza, the woman who was previously married to the childless man, that she must prove that she has already had her chalitza and that she is now free to go and marry another man. The chalitza itself is a very fascinating and unique ceremony with many interesting details. It is described in detail in the Chumash in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 25, verse 7 and the following verses. And we will quote from the verses, which gives, in fact, the order of the chalitza itself. Verse 7 begins that if the man does not wish to take his brother's wife, which, as we explained, means he does not want to go and take her as a wife to become actually a case of Yibum. The verse continues, the sister-in-law shall go up to the elders in court and declare, and the quote says in Chumash, Me'ein yavami lahokim la'achiv shem b'Yisrael, that my brother-in-law refuses to perpetuate his brother's name in Israel. And the Chumash continues, Le'ava yabmi, that he will not consent to go and perform Yibum. He will not consent to go and marry me in this leveret marriage, so to speak. After making this declaration before the judges, which even today is done through a bezdin, through a Jewish court, the husband goes and replies, Lo chafatz di lakachta, that I do not want to take her, which shows his refusal to go and perform the mitzvah of Yibum. As our sages say, that it is preferable for him actually to marry her and to perform the mitzvah of Yibum rather than, so to speak, divorce her through the chalitza. So therefore, he must declare that he refuses to marry her. And then the chalitza process continues. His sister-in-law shall then approach him before the elders, it continues in verse 9, take off his shoe and spit toward his face. There is actually a special shoe known as a chalitza shoe, which must be made in a special way out of leather, shaped sort of as a sandal. And today these shoes have been passed down throughout generations, from rabbi to rabbi, and from judge to judge, in order for the chalitza shoe to be preserved in the form as it was previously made. The shoe had to be placed on the right foot without any socks or other intervening substance, just as the tefillin on the arm of a person must be placed directly on the arm, so to this shoe also involves a mitzvah and must be placed directly on the right foot of the one who will be removed from, in other words, the brother-in-law. The potential chalutza, the woman, sits before her brother-in-law on the floor and removes the shoe from his foot. She takes it off with her hand. After removing the shoe, she stands up and spits toward his face, as it mentions explicitly in the verse. Not in his face, as would be implied from the literal translation, but towards his face, in other words, in a place where he and the judges can see. And then she shall declare, Kacha ye'ase le'ish, such should be done to the man, asher le'y yivne es beis achiv, who shall not go and build up a family for his brother. V'nikra shmei b'Yisrael, and his name should be called among the Jewish people, Beis Chalutz HaNoal, the house or a family where the shoe was removed. The people then that are observing the chalitza say Chalutz HaNoal, or Beis Chalutz HaNoal. In many places it's done three times, to go and declare that the shoe was removed and the ceremony has been completed. This is in fact done in many communities with great enthusiasm, that since this is a procedure, a mitzvah, which comes only from time to time, it's done with great enthusiasm because it's the only time the people can go and perform this tremendous commandment, this great mitzvah. This ceremony, which seems externally and superficially to be a very, very unusual and actual strange ceremony, is discussed at great length in the Talmudic tractate of Yevamos, and many of the commentaries explain the symbolism and the meaning behind this commandment. In Mor Nevuchim, the Rambam himself explains that the idea of this ceremony is to go and humiliate the brother, to show his humiliation, that since he should really marry this woman, and thereby perpetuate the name of his brother, and since he refused to do that, he should be publicly humiliated. And this is the idea of spitting in front of him. Taking off his shoe is another sign of humiliation, that he should be publicly, at least partially, undressed. Another explanation is given that his shoe is removed to make him similar to a mourner, that someone in mourning is not allowed to wear shoes. So since he also has been presented with an unwanted and a tragic situation, he should also be treated, so to speak, as a mourner, since he has refused to go and perpetuate his brother's name. The Chinuch explains it, however, in another sense. He says that the idea of taking off the shoe is to bring out the sister-in-law's connection to her brother-in-law, that since once her husband passed away, she is zakuk liyavim, that she is required, she has an obligation and servience to her brother-in-law, that she actually is required to become his wife, to perpetuate the name of her former husband, who has now passed away. She must go and indicate to everyone her subservience and her connection with him. And thereby, when she removes his shoe, in a way of servitude, she is showing that she must go and serve him, and thereby indicate to all that are present her connection to him. However, afterwards, when he refuses to marry her and says, Lo chafatzti lekachta, that I do not wish to take her, her reaction is swift and unambiguous, that she goes and removes the shoe and throws it, indicating her displeasure, and then she spits on the ground in front of him to show that she is no longer connected to this man, to her brother-in-law. And just as she would have no fear spitting in front of any other man, although she would to her husband, that this man is just like any other man to her, and she is no longer connected to him. The essential part, however, of the chalitza ceremony is the actual removal of the shoe. And once the shoe has been removed, the ceremony is complete. She is then free. As we mentioned, she is given a get chalitza, a document showing that she is now free to remarry, and she can marry any other man.